Y95, it is the Tri-County Morning Show. Hartley Reed with you and joining myself this morning. I have a couple of students from Maple Grove, members from the Stomp Group. I have with me Natalia. Say hi, Natalia.
Hello.
And I have with me Faith. Say hi, Faith.
Hi.
There we go. We have both. First and foremost, I asked this question last year. I'm going to ask it again this year. What is STOMP?
STOMP stands for Students Moving Together to Prevent Tobacco Use.
Standing together to prevent tobacco use. What have you done so far?
We have presented information to our grade 6, 7, and 8 students last year. And this year we presented new information to the grade 6 students this year.
We had a poster contest to spread awareness about the dangers of vaping and to help educate our school.
We had a winner from each class. They received a treat bag and a cafeteria gift card.
Do you think STOMP is working? Do you think it's working in your school?
Somewhat, but there's still a large problem with vaping at our school and in our community. We still have kids that vape, but if we can at least help one student, it's all worth it.
Yes, I think STOMP is working great. When we were giving our presentations to the grade 6 classes, you could really see how attentively they were listening and taking it all in.
So what are your plans moving forward with this?
We wanted to talk to you on the radio to spread awareness to our community.
We are trying to set up a fundraiser to raise money for vape detectors in our bathrooms. We are still working on ideas for this. As of now, we are planning to do lunch dances, raise money to throw pies in our teachers' faces, and we really want to get a dunk tank.
I think that'd be cool, dunk tank and pies in the faces. When it comes to detection and washrooms and places like that, I do have friends in the security business, and they have told me over the past year, going on a year now, that it has become an effort to move forward in many schools using detection for vape. They're stepping up their efforts in many schools around not just Nova Scotia, but throughout Canada and the Western provinces as well. So we hope to see it come in all schools. What are some of the things that you would like our listeners to know?
Vaping can cause a lot of health problems, including cancer, heart diseases, and breathing problems.
The vaping industry is worth over $18 billion.
And is there anything else that you'd like to convey to our listeners today?
We're not here to judge anyone or their lifestyle choices, but we want to inform people on the realities of vaping.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, girls, for coming in. And I want to say, Natalia, this is your first year doing this?
Yes.
And Faith, this is your second year joining us. Each year, you take the initiative on yourselves. How many others are in the group in STOMP?
There are more people in STOMP. I don't know the exact number, but I'd say roughly 10.
Do you guys enjoy what you're doing?
Yes.
Yes, we really enjoy what we're doing.
Do you think that it's a positive effect? Do you think you're having an effect on your fellow students by doing this?
Yes, we really do.
Do you have friends that have vaped or have tried it?
Yeah, I have a few friends that have vaped, but many of them have listened to what STOMP has said and tried to quit vaping.
Girls, thank you very much for coming in. For more information, do you have a webpage set up or can people go on the Maple Grove webpage?
Yes, we have. There's information on the Maple Grove Facebook page if you would like to go and check it out there.
Once again, thank you for coming in. Natalia and Faith, girls, all the best in your initiatives.
Thank you so much.